While much attention has focused on the Komen Foundation's funding of Planned Parenthood, another aspect of its activities has gotten little notice: Komen's position on human embryonic stem cell research. Despite a research budget of more than $60 million a year, it has not funded any of this research.
That has prompted questions about whether that, too, is politically motivated. And as NPR's Rob Stein reports, Komen is not alone. The question of whether or not to fund embryonic stem cell research highlights just how sensitive private charities can be about controversial biomedical issues.
During the intense backlash that erupted last week over Komen's attempt to distance itself from Planned Parenthood, another seemingly provocative report emerged. It said the group had also defunded human embryonic stem cell research. That turned out not to be true, but Komen acknowledged that the foundation has never funded any research involving human embryonic stem cells. Sean Tipton says that's short-sighted. He's with the Coalition for the Advancement of Medical Research, a lobbying group.
We find this disappointing and really fairly ironic for a group that is for the cure to walk away from research that many scientists think could unlock cures for diseases, including cancer.
Now, because this research involves human embryos, it's become embroiled in the abortion debate. Dan Greenberg has written several books about science and politics.
Anything that involves reproductive biology, whether it's a sex survey among high school students or it's contraceptive services, abortion, immediately stirs up political passions.
Officials at Komen declined NPR's request for an interview for this story, but they maintain that the group doesn't have a formal ban on human embryonic stem cell research. They just haven't found anything worth funding yet. But Tipton and others say there are many ways stem cells could help fight breast cancer.
Embryonic stem cell work is a powerful research tool for all kinds of diseases and conditions, and breast cancer would certainly be one of those candidates.
For example, stem cells could be used to study the genetic causes of breast cancer, decipher the basic biology of breast tumors, and perhaps test new drugs to treat the disease. Indeed, other groups fighting diseases do fund this research: the American Diabetes Association, the Alzheimer's Association, and others. But the American Cancer Society won't fund the research, nor will the American Heart Association. That's frustrating for scientists like George Daly, a leading stem cell scientist at Harvard.
Funding science is supposed to be based on merit. You know, scientific funding should support the best ideas. And if someone has a brilliant idea relevant to breast cancer research or heart disease that uses human embryonic stem cells, it'd be a huge lost opportunity to have one of these foundations refuse to fund it.
So why are these groups so skittish about funding embryonic stem cell research? Dan Greenberg says the reason is really not that surprising.
These groups live on handouts from the public, and they are very, very concerned about offending any donors or potential donors. It's very easy to scare them off. Various groups that have a particular issue to push know about the sensitivity and vulnerability of charitable organizations, and they're able to manipulate it very well.
The American Heart Association acknowledges that embryonic stem cells could lead to breakthroughs. Rosemary Robertson, the association's top scientist, says that's why her group supports federal funding of the research. But the association has banned funding the work itself, she says, because of fears of alienating volunteers and donors.
There are people who have varying views in terms of whether they find this personally or ethically or from a religious perspective something that is reasonable.
And why is that important?
If, in fact, donors chose not to support the Heart Association because of a particular view in terms of human embryonic stem cell research, that would really be harmful.
The American Cancer Society would not make anyone available for an interview. But in a statement, the Society said it funds research into promising alternatives. But the nature of human embryonic stem cell research, the statement says, makes it imperative that it be pursued under appropriate protections. And the federal government, the Cancer Society says, is best suited to take that on. Rob Stein, NPR News.